plagued a potential nugget.
And just moving forward, Avnish, again, Bazi.com, and then the bubble burst very quickly, right, around 2000. So walk us through that phase. And the reason I ask is, again, there's enough discussions that happen around entrepreneurs having resilience. But I'm always curious about what does that mean? How does it get really tested? And how does it show up? So maybe if you could talk us through.
Yeah, I think I'll give a little bit more context prior to that, because I think it applies to any entrepreneur who actually, you know, who happens to listen to this.
Sure.
I always say, I never rule out the role of luck, but I also say luck is, you know, the cliche, preparation meeting opportunity. Now, if you look at after we landed, we raised $21 million at a valuation of, I don't know, few hundred crores. Within 6 to 8 weeks, with three rounds of funding, including the last round being led by News Corp. And that goes, when you have a lot of money, resilience comes easier. The point I'm trying to make is there were enough people at that stage who were saying, why do you need it? Why do you need to do this? And to me, one of the core reasons Bazi survived, other than the fact that, you know, we may have learnt on the job and done a great job over a period of time, was that we had raised enough money, right? So we could, to me, a strong balance sheet gives you strategic flexibility. And often people miss this. They, especially in India, they try to over-optimize along the way. So we got lucky. We raised a lot of money. But that's because we also were very good with PowerPoint and Word. And we could, you know, we had been preparing for a long period of time. As soon as we saw the opportunity, we jumped on it. And there's a theme that plays out with Bazi over a period of time. After that, I would say, the second place where part luck, part what we did, and I would give Suvir also credit for this quite a bit, is we had built a very good, strong, solid team very early. And this was before the bubble burst. The fact that they joined us before the bubble burst, maybe not a big deal, you know, and we were getting talked about a lot of money raised. The fact that we managed to retain them through the worst of times, and not just them, all of Bazi over 3.5-4 years, total involuntary attrition was 10%.
And how did you do that?
It was a family culture. So by the way, when eBay acquired us, they did a market benchmarking and the average salary went up 40%.
Wow.
So, but people made a lot of money. Our ESOPs went all the way down to the office boy. So that's just a financial way of doing it.
Sure.
There are a lot of non-financial ways of building that ownership. These were still the days where I remember I used to go to some offices and, when the founder promoter would walk in, people would stand up. We were on first names basis. So today all that is considered par for course. It was very unique at that time.
Sure.
And I was with the eBay India country manager earlier today and we were planning the Bazi reunion next month, which happens every year where the attendance is 60-70% and people fly in globally. So I think managing to create that, it is no one single formula, but I think managing to make people, it was a meritocracy, no politics, open door, highly performance oriented culture, yet caring, you know, and caring would come out in different ways when somebody was having problems. Right from the top down, they would get help. So I think that was a very big part of us being resilient. So we had a bank balance and we had an emotional bank balance.
Got it.
Right. So both were there, which makes resilience easier. Then I would say we learned on the job, with a very smart team, which was very open. We kept learning on the job and navigating the changing environment. Again, timed certain things, which I would think we should take credit for, where at the absolute bottom and the nadir of the bubble of the bust, we acquired our only competitor and a very, very financially attractive construct, and the market just happened to pick up 3-4 months later.
Very interesting.
And then it was, you know, then we were in a very good place.
Understood.
This was an interesting angle. Normally people talk about resilience as a response to a certain situation, whether it's failure or an external shock. But to have Avnish talk about how credit in the bank, whether it's financial credit or emotional credit, could help you be better prepared when a shock hits you was an interesting perspective. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes.